Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
You're in HR. This would be really bad for our image. And I was like, not interested in him at all. I was like, no, that's not happening. It's not going to happen. Obviously, that's ended up not being the case.
This episode begs the question, is there HR for HR when a relationship goes wrong in the office? Welcome to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week, our guest says she had a torrid office romance that she kept a secret for nearly a year. And if you're wondering where we get these crazy breakup stories from, I accept submissions from a form in the episode description. So if you've got one that you want to submit, whether it's your own, your friend, something you saw on social media, or just somebody you want me to DM, but you're wondering why they deleted all their engagement photos, head on down again to the episode description. You will find a submission form linked there. Hey, Heartbreakers. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. This week, we've got an interview from someone who says they broke off their office romance and said they should have seen it coming. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week, we are shouting out the Domestic Violence Resource Center in Reno, Nevada. For more details on how you can support them, if you choose to do so, head on down to the episode description. Okay, so we have a fun little office romance to get into, which is fun because I think literally either last week or the week before we had another episode all about a workplace romance gone awry. So let's get into this actual submission. So this is a self-submission, which I find to be very ironic because normally people are getting submitted to HR, and this time around, HR is submitting themselves to me. So this submission says, myself, in quotations, HR at my job, and three other coworkers from an adjacent department became really close friends. Myself and one of the guy friends were alone one weekend because the other two were out of town, and then things turned really romantic. It started pretty casual, but I insisted we make it official after a few months. For the first couple of months, I kept it a secret from my best friend, even though we would all hang out in groups pretty often. I eventually came clean to her, and she was shocked because we hid it so well. We continued to date, he met my family and everything, but things would come to an end about 9 months after the start of their relationship, and says, we had to keep working together pretty closely afterwards, and it was incredibly awkward. So did someone call HR and HR? But we'll find out when we break down this week's breakup.
I was at my first professional job after college, and I had been there for a couple months and become close friends with a girl that worked in kind of an adjacent department to me. I was in HR there, and we became pretty close. Then after a few months, a new colleague for her team was hired, which was my ex then, and they worked really closely together, even shared an office, and we would talk about how annoying she thought he was. He was a pretty extroverted guy, or is an extroverted guy, and he talked nonstop, and with them sharing an office, she like hated that there was never silence. But after a couple of weeks or months, I can't quite remember, but we realized like he had moved away from his hometown for this job, didn't really have any friends. So we decided one weekend to invite him out with us because we felt bad because every weekend he said he would just like work out and play video games. And we thought that was pretty sad. So we invited him out, and then we actually all became kind of close friends after that, which was nice. We no longer thought he was super annoying, but so we became close friends. And like I said, I worked in HR, and even at one point, my boss at the time had pulled me aside and was like, hey, I've been reading some vibes that maybe you and him are interested in each other, or maybe, I don't know if she thought we were seeing each other, but she was just like, hey, I really don't think it's a good idea. You're in HR. This would be really bad for our image. And I was like, at the time, not interested in him at all. I was like, no, that's not happening. It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Obviously, that's ended up not being the case. But so we would all hang out. Even one time we went to the beach, and I remember my best friend and I were like, dang, he's kind of hot. And so that was probably the first time where I saw him as not just like a friend, just like some physical attraction, right? But one week, my best friend went on vacation and I didn't really have much going on. So him and I made plans to hang out just us two. And I remember feeling kind of weird, like, this is kind of different. Like I didn't know if I was crazy, but I felt like something was different about us hanging out. And so we hung out, nothing happened, but it was kind of funny. I can't remember how many times we hung out that week, but we just kept like making plans to hang out with each other. And I was like, is something going on? Like, I don't know. I was trying to read the vibes. And so we hung out at my place. And I remember we just kept watching movies. I don't know if we watched like two or three movies before finally it was kind of like obvious that we were interested in each other. It's like we were both putting it off. But I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I had never had romantic feelings for someone who started as a friend. And I remember being like, oh, if we turn romantic, this could change everything. Like not only with work, but we were such a close friend group. But then we did. I remember him being like, it's your choice. You know, like right before we were going to kiss, he was like, it's your choice. And I was like, I don't know. But we did end up obviously turning romantic. And things were kind of just casual at the start. And I remember that I wanted to tell my best friend because I'm like, how can I hide this from her? We all hang out. They work so closely together. Her and I work so closely together. Like, how can I hide this from her? And didn't want to tell her. Partially, I think, because he's like, well, this is just casual. Why would we need to tell her? And also, he worked so closely with her. He didn't want things to get weird. So I was like, okay, sure, fine. We don't need to tell her for now, right? But after a while, like that got really hard just because her and I hung out a lot one-on-one and we would talk about him as well. Like one time we went as a group for, I think it was my ex's 30th birthday. And then maybe my best friend's birthday was right around the same time. So we got like an Airbnb as a group and we're going out of town. And I was driving and I have like the Apple CarPlay and we get in the car and I'm starting the directions and it like suggests to drive to the restaurant right next to his apartment. And I was like, oh no, everyone saw that. We're caught. Like, why would it say that if I'm not going there all the time? I remember also during that trip, we stopped at like a gas station and he went inside and my friend turned to me and was like, man, he's so attractive. Like he's so hot. And I was just so like deer in the headlights, like, yeah, sure, I guess so. And she asked me like, do you think he's into me? She's like, that would be weird. We work so closely together. And I was like, I don't know. Why do you think that? And like, there really wasn't any reason. I feel fairly confident that he wasn't interested in her, but it was all just so awkward and I didn't know what to do because him and I had been seeing each other at least casually for like a month, month and a half at that point. So just to say, I guess that things just were awkward and I was having a hard time like keeping it secret from her. So finally he was just like, sure, whatever, you can tell her. And I remember she was so shocked that I had hid that from her. I don't think she was hurt, at least she didn't tell me, but she just like didn't catch on to it at all. And then she also felt really embarrassed about like talking about thinking he was attractive or that he might be into her. So we kind of navigated meshing, like hanging out as friends still, but it also was awkward because now she was the third wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess thinking about like when things started to go wrong. So like I said, we were seeing each other casually, but we knew that we were also exclusive. And we also were like doing the full like situationship thing where like we hung out with each other all the time, would go on dates or like stay at each other's apartments. He had a cat and I have two cats and like he would come and stay for the weekend with his cat. Like, you know, it all felt very serious. So I remember at one point, like I brought up exclusivity and he was like, yeah, I'm not seeing anybody else. I don't really care to. And I was like, great. And this was probably 2 or 3 months in. I was like, well, should we make it official? And like, you're my boyfriend, I'm your girlfriend kind of thing. And he said to me, I'm too old to be somebody's boyfriend or to have a girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, I was like 22 or 23 at the time. He was, I think 30 or just turned 30. It's like, no one's too old to have labels. It just felt very flippant. Like, I don't know still if that was his excuse or if he really was just trying to come up with an excuse to not be official. But I didn't push back too much at first, right, for a while. But he even met my family and they loved him. Like, he's a very goofy guy. And they absolutely loved him because, you know, when you bring partners around, the worst thing is like if they're quiet or too reserved, at least with my family. Like I know that they see that as like, I don't know, something as like a red flag, but he was just like so extroverted. They loved him. But I'm like, what do I introduce him as? Like, is he my boyfriend? Is he my friend? I would just say, this is X's name, right? So eventually, you know, I pushed it at it again because we were essentially in a relationship just without the label. And, you know, that wasn't okay with me. I guess another kind of issue through the relationship was since we were working together still, and like I knew my boss was not approving of me dating somebody, specifically him at work. And he didn't want anyone to know either, which was fair. But the town we lived in was like the town that we worked in. And it was like one of the largest employers. So people that we worked with were everywhere. And so with that, like he was always very on top of not wanting to be like affectionate with each other in public, which I understood, but I did have a hard time with because it even kind of felt like he went a little bit extra with it. And we like had to walk super far from each other. It's like people knew we were friends and would hang out. So it wasn't weird to be together, but he very much like, I don't know, it made me feel, I don't know how to say it. It hurt my feelings that he would be so intense on like avoiding PDA in public. So it did feel, I think, hard to have like this relationship that for me was, I don't know, fairly serious, fairly important, be so secretive. I mean, of course, I knew what I was signing up for, I guess, but it still hurt me.
There was probably some small part of you that thought, oh, he's just, you know, being avoidant and we get so well that at some point, surely this will turn into something.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't like relationships with others at work were super taboo. Like, for example, another person on my HR team was married to the plant manager at our work. So there were things like that existing. There are other examples. So I thought, at the end of the day, like my boss wasn't going to fire me if this happened. And so I think he took it a bit more seriously than I did with that regard. But eventually with the like label thing, I brought it up enough and was adamant enough that like, we're in a relationship. Why are you so afraid of the labels? That he kind of just like, fine, whatever. If you want to be my girlfriend, you can be my girlfriend. Which is obviously not how everyone dreams of like making their relationship official. But I saw that as a win in my like stupid 23-year-old self, right? I thought, okay, great. That's what I wanted. And then another issue that we had, like I had said, he moved away from his hometown and didn't really have any friends. And that was still true. Like even 5-6 months into seeing each other, he didn't really have any other friends besides me and my best friend, which I didn't see that as like an issue. But with that, he always talked about like moving back home. He didn't like the weather in our town, or I guess he was lonely. He didn't really tell me that, but looking back, that was probably the case. I mean, really, he spent most of his time with me and then at work, and I was from work. So it's kind of all intermixed with each other. And he misses family too. So I would say like, oh, okay, well, maybe at some point, if you want to move back, like we could talk about doing that. And he would be like, well, he would not want to talk about it with me in the picture. He's like, no, I mean, I would move back, but I would never try and work around a relationship when I would think about where I'm moving or what my next job is. If it works out, it works out. But like, I'm never going to think about you in that picture, essentially, is what he was telling me, which was really hard. I mean, he had said that type of thing throughout the whole relationship in exact words or not so many words. But myself being young and stupid, I was like, well, love conquers all. So eventually he'll just want me to be around, or he will want me to be a part of that future when he talks about things like moving away or getting a different job. And that never really changed, which became definitely like a reoccurring conflict in our relationship, which he was never a very serious person. So the conflict never really felt that serious because he was very emotionally immature, emotionally unavailable. So any sort of conflict he turned into a joke. So all of these things were happening, but they never were serious enough for us to be like in a fight about like, you don't think about me in your future, because he would just joke and like call me a silly nickname and like pinch my cheeks. Like he was very unserious, which was like fun. We had a lot of fun together and we didn't have a lot of fights because they never really could get very contentious, because he just kind of brushed off his shoulders and tried to redirect us with jokes. But eventually, like you could probably tell I was taking the relationship way more seriously than him. So with that, like I started to catch pretty hard feelings and was thinking about, it was probably 8 months or so into our relationship. I was thinking about like, oh my gosh, like I think I might be in love with this guy. And with that, I was like, how can I be in love with this guy if he doesn't even like consider a future with me? And in a relationship I was in previously, I had been the first person to say, I love you to that ex. And he told me that he didn't feel the same way and he couldn't return those words to me, which was really hard. I mean, I was probably 19 at the time, but still like being that vulnerable for the first time with someone and them saying, I don't feel the same way. That was probably one of the most painful things I ever went through. And I didn't want to go through something similar like that. So being in this kind of tumultuous time of like, oh, I might be in love with this guy, thinking about what would happen if I told him that, right? Because I want to make sure if I'm going to make myself vulnerable, that I'm not going to get hurt again. But I just kind of knew in that moment, like he's saying all these things about not including me in his future and he didn't want to be, you know, have any labels. I know he's not going to feel the same way if I say that to him. And I probably sat on that for like a month or so. It was definitely a few weeks. And every time we were together, it was like all I could think about is like, I feel this way. I can't tell him this because I know he won't feel the same way. And so I definitely drew back and was very distant for a while. And then eventually I was like, I can't keep doing this. Yeah. I'm young. I don't need to be with this guy that obviously does not picture me as a part of his future.
Well, when you say eventually, was there something that happened that made you think, oh yeah, this really is going nowhere?
I can't remember any specifics. I think I would try and bring up like more serious conversations about feelings and emotions and our futures. Like I did that every once in a while. I don't think I knew that wasn't something he liked to talk about, but like I'm very much the type of person where I can't be with someone casually. And so those types of things just come up. And after having those thoughts of like, wow, I might be in love with him, I don't think he'll feel the same. I think I would bring those things up as like, not really a test, but like, to try and see if my thoughts were right, you know, like bring up, you know, what if we would, like, I would move back to your hometown with you. What do you think about that? You know, I'm not ready to move in and I wouldn't ask you to leave. And, you know, the same type of answers you would give. And that would essentially just kind of prove my thought process correct that like, yeah, nothing's really changed on his end. And I have to kind of decide, like, do I want to keep wasting my time with someone who I have a lot of love for. Now, looking back, I don't think I was in love with him, but he was such a like a goofy guy and we were together so much. Like, of course I had love for him. So I kind of just had to make that decision that like, okay, I don't think that we will work out long term. And like, that's what I want, right? Like I want someone who sees me as a part of their future as early as 2 months. Cause like, I don't date someone just to like plan to break up. Like it was also interesting because like I said, he was 30 or so while we were dating and he would talk about the fact that like he did want kids and he did want to get married, but he wouldn't ever talk about those things with me, which was really hard. And I was pretty sure I knew I wanted to get married. I wasn't sure about kids, but he would say like, well, I want to have kids by I'm 35 so that I can like physically keep up with them. But I'm like, that's really soon, you know?
Am I a part of that plan or do you need time to find somebody?
Right. I'm like, if you don't want to even talk about like, I don't know, like moving in with me one day, or you don't even want to be my boyfriend, then how do you expect to have kids by the time you're 35? And if you're just with me, not seriously. So those types of conversation as well, like really confused me. And so getting to I ended up just sitting him down. I think we were together for about 9 months before I decided to end things. And really when I broke up with him, he was so casual about it. Like, yeah, all of that makes a lot of sense. I agree. We shouldn't be together. And that was probably the most hurtful thing of like, I guess it proved all of my thoughts true, right? Like he didn't feel so seriously about me or the relationship. So when I finally ended things, he was like smiling like, yeah, this makes sense, you know?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's so relieved. I hate this for you, but he's so.
I know.
He's like, I'm gonna go frolic. I can finally go find someone to have kids with. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I had so much love for you, and
Yeah.
this is a relief for you. And you're just feeling the complete opposite.
Yeah. Well, and part of it, I think, is that his inability to like handle any tough conversations, like everything had to be a joke for him or it was too much. So we ended things, but of course we still worked together. And at that point, like he actually moved so that his office was next to mine, which was kind of fun and like secretive when we were dating, you know, that like, oh, he's like right next to my office. I would go in and like chat with him. But obviously at that point we weren't together. So then it became more difficult. And after I felt really solid in the decision, but of course afterwards, and then seeing how like easily he took the news, I felt even worse afterwards, even though I had made the decision. So it was really difficult. And there really wasn't anyone I could talk to at work besides my best friend, but she was like in a different building. And obviously you can't just like pause your work day to go just like have therapy with somebody. So, yeah. Or like with your friend. So that was really hard for quite a while working so closely with him. But obviously eventually you just kind of get used to it. And he never changed the way he acted around me. Like he was still as like goofy and friendly, which is also weird. Like, all right, give me some space, dude. I'm trying to move on. And obviously this wasn't as serious for you as it was for me, but I don't know. I needed some of that space. Yeah, that was kind of difficult, but I was, like I said, I was really young. Like I was 23 when I broke up with him. And looking back now, he was telling me everything I needed to know right away. Like he didn't want to label, he didn't want to tell people. He told me straight up, I'm not going to put a partner. I'm not going to prioritize someone I'm in a relationship with when it comes to getting a different job or moving away. Like my future is something that I consider myself in. And I should have listened to him when he told me those things and also have known really what did I want? Did I want to waste my time in a relationship with somebody who just wanted to keep things casual and not serious? And I think part of that, like being able to look inward and know this is what I want out of relationships comes with time. And I obviously didn't know at that point and at that age, like what I wanted, and didn't know that if someone tells you this is how they feel, you can't really change that. Or the chances of you being able to change that are not as high as I thought they were, which is good. I mean, I think everyone goes through something like that. Sometimes it's like with somebody for just a few weeks, and sometimes it's with someone who is lonely and happy to have a convenient relationship for as long as that person will put up with their bullshit, but which is the case that I was in. But I definitely learned a lot from that relationship. Like just because someone's fun does not mean you can make them love you.
Yeah, everybody needs a situationship at 23 that puts you in that position of, oh my God, we have so much chemistry, but there's no compatibility here.
Yes, right.
We want very different things. He's looking for something that I'm not. He can't provide me what I need. It's tough because you then have to make a decision that you, like if you could just fill that one gap, things would be perfect. But ultimately you can't force somebody into that.
Exactly. And I definitely didn't know that then because the attraction was there. But like you said, the like compatibility with goals and what you want in the relationship, I had blinders on. I said, I don't care. I can change him.
It's a canon event.
Exactly.
Well, for the 23-year-olds that are listening, what would you tell them? And I'm saying 23 is like a vague specificity. For anyone going through a situationship where they haven't gone through it yet, so they're not able to identify that discrepancy. What would you tell them to look out for? Like what signs from that other person or signs within themselves would signal the fact that like there's a compatibility gap here, even though you have chemistry?
Yeah, I think there's a common conflict, at least in like heterosexual relationships. And when you're young, that there's like a fear of talking about the future. But if you are planning on having a future with someone, that shouldn't be a taboo topic. And if it is for that partner, I think that in itself could be at least like a cautionary flag. Like if you're wanting to talk about your future with someone and plan that, at least in like, hey, in a few years, especially if you're super young, like in college, you don't need to talk about, you know, moving in with each other tomorrow. I don't think that topic should be so taboo. And I've been in other relationships when I was young where it was. And for me, I like talking about the future, but I also understand that like we might not have a future forever, but that shouldn't make it impossible to talk about or uncomfortable to talk about. So if that is the case, I think read that for what it is, potentially an incompatibility in what you guys want. And then, like I said, I mean, if they're telling you that they're not going to prioritize you and their plans for the future, you should really take them seriously, especially if that's something that you are actively doing for them, which was the case for me. Like, I was thinking, well, he wants to move away. He wants to go back to his hometown. I've always wanted to move away from my hometown. Like, we could make this happen. You know, how long would I want to be together with him before we made that jump? Like, I was thinking about those things. I was talking about those things. I was hitting a brick wall. And I should have taken that more seriously than I did.
Was there any part of you during that situationship that you felt like, oh, I can be casual about this? Or were you always hoping that it would turn to something serious?
I think in the beginning, that was my first like casual relationship. And I did think like, ooh, I'm an adult. This is fun. This is casual. Like, I can do this. But I think in the back of my mind was like, but he'll fall in love with me and we'll get married and live happily ever after still. And so obviously then, like, after a couple of months, I'm like, well, it's casual, but we'll just turn it into a relationship because that's how that works. And kind of made that transition of like, hey, I'm done with being casual now. Aren't you? You know, and that's obviously not how that works. Like, kudos to me for having the courage to be like, hey, I'm ready for this to transition to a real relationship. But then also like, shame on me for not taking his answer seriously and just like essentially waiting till I could like beat down the wall and let him call me his girlfriend or get him to let me call him my boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, you do hear people talk about how, oh, we met on Tinder and we were hooking up and it was a one night stand and then it turns into something. But I think maybe there's a difference between two people who go into it thinking this is casual, whereas it sounds like to me, you really saw this guy as a viable option. I think that's a trap that so many people fall into. Literally, it's so easy to, because, you know, it is fun. And you're like, well, it is the beginning, so it doesn't need to be serious. But then it gets to a point where your feelings outpace the logic of being casual. And I think you did the really brave thing that some people find really hard to do. Like, it would have been very easy just to stay in that relationship and give him what he wants. But you had enough self-respect 9 months in or whatever to say, you know, this relationship actually isn't providing me what I need. And that takes a lot of courage because you don't know if you're going to find that connection anywhere else, but you have.
Yeah. So it actually wasn't even that long after breaking up with my ex that I met my current partner. And this is going to make me sound like the worst HR person ever, but coincidentally, like, he did work for my employer that I had met my ex at, but I could tell he was interested. And I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not going to date somebody at work again. And he worked at a different facility that I only went to sometimes. So it was nice because we didn't work closely together, but I definitely gave him the cold shoulder, which confused him a lot. But eventually we met like outside of work and became friends. And then I was like, darn it, I'm doing it again. I'm getting interested in somebody that I work with. But that time I went the correct route. And once we started dating, I let my boss know. I signed the relationship contract at work. I said, we're not doing this the wrong way. And like, he, all of the things that I was missing in the relationship with my ex, like, it sounds so cliche, but like, he had all of those things. I knew when just meeting him before there was ever any interest that like, oh no, like, this is the type of guy that I've been waiting for. Like, am I ready for that? I just got out of this other relationship. After a while of being friends, like, I knew that it was the right time and that I was ready to, I don't know, to start another relationship. And we've been together for almost 4 years now, which is really exciting. And even from the beginning, he talked about like our futures together. Like, do we want to have kids? I guess that sounds like a red flag to talk about so early, but it just wasn't a taboo conversation, right? To talk about what we wanted in the future. And so we've lived together for 2.5 years now, and we're getting married this coming summer. So the future is here, I guess.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm glad that you finally found what you're looking for. And luckily, not too long after that situationship ended. Because I feel like I talk to people all the time who are really struggling to get out of a relationship that's not serving them for whatever reason. Maybe it's because the chemistry's there, or they've really envisioned this future because they've been in this relationship for so long. And I just want to like shake them and be like, you have no idea how good life is going to get when you finally leave this person who doesn't have what you need. Because it's great that they have what you want, which is connection and fun and all the things. But at the end of the day, like if you're looking for a long-term commitment, they have to also supply those needs too. So kudos to you for finding that. And I think it's going to give people a lot of hope that it's out there. But for the people who are stuck in those situationships that they're like, oh my God, I love this guy, but he doesn't want to date me. Or just resonate with your story in any way. What advice would you give them if they find themselves in that situation?
I think that advice that I would have needed to hear is not to be afraid to be single again, because I think that's something that I felt, like the fear of not being able to find somebody else that you're attracted to as much, you get along with as much, in hopes of finding those other compatibilities like alignment in the future. I think I was afraid of giving up something that was good and made me happy in some regard to find something that was better and make me happier, because it does feel like when you're in it that the chances of finding something else is so slim. But or at least that the daunt of like, oh my gosh, I would be single again and looking for something again, which feels scary for a lot of people, right? So I think that I would want to hear, and hopefully other people, it would be helpful to hear that like being a single again, it's not as scary as it sounds. Eventually, you know, like you will find something that suits you better, or you'll find something that you think does and it doesn't, but there's always that right person out there. I do believe that there's the right person for everybody. And there's always the chance of meeting that person. Like I don't know if I believe in fate and destiny, but I don't think that your right person is going to be so far away that you can't find them. I think they're always somebody that will be your forever person out there.
I do have a little bit of a 2-for-1 special for you on Thursday, because my interview from last week got pushed. So on Thursday, you will get last week's breakdown bonus episode, and bonus, you will also get a breakdown bonus for this week's episode as well, where one of my coworkers and I will be talking about, of course, workplace office romance dynamics, but also how to handle dating casually as a woman and how sometimes it can be kind of tricky or sometimes not tricky at all. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.